And you'd be really happy with the ball of muscle, mate. He's done you proud the last two runs.
He has, yeah. He's racing in career best form, and it's indicated by his benchmark now. He's a 110. It's a career high. I think the highest he's ever been in the past is a 106. So it gives us a pretty good indication that he's in very good order.
He is. Has anyone contacted you regarding the one slot left?
No. Look, we've sort of had what we want to do with him is preparation, and that was to head towards the Moya. So we'll certainly be doing that. And if we can cut down another Everest horse or two along the way, we'll do our best there. But that's not something that's particularly on the radar for us at the moment. There's a lot of time between now and the Everest, and all the horses and all the slot owners need their horses to keep healthy and sound. And if they don't, there may be an opportunity for us.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, he's just carting him along and just keeps going. He's in red-hot form, and no surprise with that new career rating. Today, live the moment in race two, mate, off that debut run at Gosford. Has he made the improvement you wanted to see?
Yeah, really nice horse. So he's by Piero, and he's a half to Destiny's Kiss. So a horse that we're looking at, certainly in the future, as being a middle distance to staying type. Really nice horse. I thought his run on debut was excellent. He was spotting them a massive start, and he really found the line well in the second half of the race. A step up to 1400 is ideal, but a horse very much just in the educational process, and I'd be happy to see him finish in the first half of the field today.
You've drawn an okay barrier in a race that doesn't look to have a lot of pace. Could the horse be up there?
Probably not. Not a horse that I particularly want to ride for speed at this stage. And as I say, more just educating him to get over ground, which means relaxing in the first half of his races. But a nice horse, but probably 6 months away.
Okay. The other one, Alex Steadman from Racing and Sports mentioned it earlier, is a good each-way bet here. Al Nass in race five. And, well, it had no luck at all at Canterbury last time around.
No, she's raced without luck so far. And at a couple of tracks, which probably didn't suit her that well. Today, she's third run back in terrific order. I've been really pleased with her. And, yeah, look, it looks a pretty competitive race, but she's certainly got a chance.
And blinkers on first time?
Yes, she gets the shades on first time, yep.
Yeah, you just to focus up?
Yeah, look, I think she's a mare who will appreciate having them on. Judging by her first couple of runs, happy to have them on her at a third run back.
Okay. As I said to Mark, the fields are out for Saturday. Destiny's Kiss, you mentioned there, the half earlier, goes around in the 2400-metre JRA trophy, and Tamarack is in the last race there on Saturday you've saved from today.
Yeah, a couple of nice staying horses. Destiny's Kiss is obviously a nice horse, but he hasn't quite done what I'd like to have seen from him in the last couple of runs, but he gets another opportunity here at his pet distance, the 2400. So really happy with the horse and expecting him to race well there Saturday.
Okay. Mate, good luck with the couple today.
Great. Thanks very much, Andrew.